Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God has been chosen to be laid upon your hearts for this victory sermon for our brother in Christ is found recorded in the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 1. But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. In Christ Jesus, dear children, grandchildren, brothers, other relatives and friends of our departed brother in Christ, Bruce. When Bruce decided to no longer have any more blood transfusions, he believed that he would probably die around Christmas. In fact, he wanted to die at Christmas, but it didn't happen. But on Christmas Eve, there he was in the third pew right there with Tim and Becky, lustily singing the Christmas songs, reciting Luke 2, the story of the birth of his Savior, Jesus Christ. Bruce was in his glory. He was once again in his father's house. He was hearing his father's words. He was worshiping the newborn Savior. It was Christmas Eve. It couldn't get any better than that. Until this past Tuesday, when the angels came to take Bruce's soul to be with his Lord and Savior, where he now worships Jesus in perfect peace and unspeakable joy. How do we know that about our brother Bruce? It's because Bruce was the Lord's. He was brought to faith through his infant baptism. He was instructed in the Word of God as a youth. The Holy Spirit led him to repent of his sins and believe in Jesus Christ as his Savior. So he confessed his faith in Jesus and said, he promised to be faithful until death. And the Holy Spirit kept him faithful to that promise, that vow, until the day he died through Jesus Christ. The verse again this morning tells us what happened in Bruce's life. Let's read again, Isaiah 43. But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. Now, these words, of course, first apply to the people of Isaiah's day. They were words of comfort after words of condemnation and rejection because they had wandered away, rejected the Lord. But the second part of the book of Isaiah is full of words of comfort and grace and forgiveness through the Messiah. And so these words apply to us today. And so we read these words again. We can say, thus says the Lord who created you, Bruce. Thus says the Lord who formed you, Bruce. Thus says the Lord who created you and who formed you. Fear not. Do not be afraid. There are a multitude of things in this world of which we can be fearful. And the greatest is probably the fear of death. Death is so final. It is irreversible. It is inevitable. It is universal. It has taken your father, your grandfather, your brother, another member of our congregation, a dear friend. And someday, death will take every single one of you and me also. That could make us tremble and shake with fear. But the Lord says to us again, fear not, do not be afraid. For I who created you, I who formed you in your mother's womb before your parents even knew you existed, I have redeemed you. That's not only our comfort, That was Bruce's comfort. He knew that he was bought back. He was redeemed. He was paid for. He was atoned and ransomed. Christ shed blood, paid for all of his sins, and he was ransomed again to be a child of God. Already in eternity, God loved Bruce so much that he planned to send his son to come into this world and take his place, become a human being, just like him and all of us, except without sin, born, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, with no human father, so he was God and man in one person, to live the perfect life that none of us can live, and then to give that perfect life to us through faith, and then to go to the cross and be damned for us to pay for our guilt and punishment. That's what God planned already in eternity for Bruce. And then in time, he proclaimed that. First to Adam and Eve when they fell into sin in the Garden of Eden, and then down through history to one prophet after another until the fullness of time had come when his son was born from the Virgin Mary. Almost 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ, the God-man, loved Bruce so much that he came into this world as a little baby in Bethlehem, lying in a manger, and lived that perfect life, and then went to the cross and allowed himself to be damned for Bruce, and 3 days later rose again from the dead so that Bruce now has the assurance of a resurrection to everlasting life. Jesus ascended to heaven, said someday Bruce too will be ascend into the heavenly realms of glory. We need not fear. We need not fear our past with all of our sins in the past because they've been paid for by Christ. We need not fear Satan because he's been conquered and been chained through the announcement of Christ's resurrection. We need not fear death because Christ has conquered death and brought light and immortality to the gospel. We need not fear hell and damnation because Jesus was damned for us and took our punishment. We need not fear the future, for it is assured as the past. The Lord Jesus rules over all things for his children, those who love him. That was Bruce's assurance. His past forgiven, his future assured. That's why Bruce could live such a simple, confident life. The Lord also assures us through Isaiah that more, he says, I've called you by your name. In our church in the third article, we state that the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel. That is, he's converted me, born again spiritually, and God calls us by a new name. We are now children of God, children of the Heavenly Father, and one of his sheep. Bruce was called out from the unbelieving world to be one of those sheep, one of those children of God. And even as a loving shepherd knows his sheep so well that he names all of his sheep, so also our good shepherd knows us so very well. He knows our personalities. He knows our faults. He knows our needs. He knows our concerns. He knows our worries. He knows our cares. He knows that we are but frail, sinful human creatures. He knows that we are but dust and ashes. But we have the confidence knowing that this good shepherd laid down his life for us and took it up again and said, I will watch over you and protect you and keep you every day of your life until you dwell with me in my heavenly home. And the last assurance our text this morning, the Lord says, you are mine. Bruce was the Lord's exclusive, special, unique possession. This came about solely by God's grace, and that means undeserved love. Isn't that an amazing thing? to stop for a moment and think about yourself. Every single one of us are sinners. Every day we sin in our thoughts, in our words, in our actions. And yet God the Father loved us so much that he took his Son and damned his Son for us so that we would be his children forever. How humbling that is to us. Bruce believed that. And none of us can stand before God, Bruce included, without our scapegoat, without our sacrifice, without our Lamb who earned salvation for us. And Bruce showed that humble thankfulness to the Lord for having saved him by using his time and his talents in service to the Lord here at Peace Through Christ. There are times when we needed an organist, and Bruce played the organ. There are times of vacancy when Bruce got up here and conducted the service and read the sermons. He served as a church council member many times throughout the years. And as Chuck stole my thunder, in the early years when they were here, Bruce did so much mowing on this property that when we got an auto mower, we named it after Bruce. So when that little auto mower goes around, it reminds us of Bruce and the many times he mowed this property. Bruce regularly came to hear the word of God, to partake of the Lord's Supper, to serve his Savior. But not only did he hear in church, Bruce also let his light shine in his life. Yesterday, Chuck was telling me as we were looking at the pictures, Bruce loved to gab. And I know that too. He loved to talk. And one of the things he liked to talk about was Jesus. I remember a story that Bruce told me. He had a friend that he went to school with. His name was Dan. He'd been a believer in Christ. And later in his life, Dan gave up his faith in his Savior. He died renouncing Christ. This touched Bruce very hard. He had tried to call him and talk to him and encourage him to turn to the Lord. So he went to this friend's funeral. And at the funeral, the people there surprisingly found out that Bruce was his friend of his and asked Bruce to get up and speak at the funeral. So Bruce did. He got up and talked about his relationship with his friend Dan, and then boldly said, "The only way to everlasting life, the only way to salvation, is through Jesus Christ, crucified and risen again, who takes away our sins." That took spiritual courage. Bruce was precious to his Savior, and his Savior's words were precious to Bruce. We pray that these words of our text that describe this indestructible relationship we have with our Good Shepherd as his sheep, that we are redeemed, that we're called by his name, that we are his, that that relationship remain in your hearts as well. And so someday we can stand before our Good Shepherd, together with Bruce, face to face in the heavenly home. Until that blessed day of the resurrection of all flesh, may the Holy Spirit continue to lead us to daily repent of our sins, look to Jesus for full and free forgiveness, and rejoice as Bruce rejoices now, having these wonderful hymns being sung by us, especially saying the hymn that's based on these words from Isaiah 43, hymn 427. We'll close with verses 3 and 7. "Fear not, I am with thee. Oh, be not dismayed, for I am thy God and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand upheld by my righteous, omnipotent hand. the soul that on Jesus hath leaned for repose. I will not desert to his foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never, no, never, no, never forsake. Amen.